We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hockman and Crowder simulcast. On a Wednesday, very fun show for Heat fans especially, although we've got some Dolphin stuff to get to with Adam Beasley from the Miami Herald in about 15 minutes. But Heat fans, I think, are going to be excited. 4 o'clock, just an hour from now, in studio, Jason Jackson, the Jax Show.
Yes, sir.
Hot Seconds with Jax. The man who makes it all happen will be here in studio with us, and our own Alejandro Solana is wearing an ascot today in honor of Jax being in studio.
I like it.
Anybody pull off a anybody known for an ascot other than Jax, which is locally? Like, is there anybody that's known for wearing an ascot?
Somebody British. Just guessing.
Like Winston Churchill?
Yeah, Churchill ascot guy?
I don't know.
Seems very British to me.
I don't know.
Yeah, very European. Ascot.
Somebody text in. Who's known for wearing an ascot? Text it in. 67974. Text on Hockman and Crowder, driven by Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota. This month, all new Toyotas are at clearance prices with 0% APR financing for 75 months on select models. 67974 on the text line.
I think Churchill wore a bow tie. Like, bow tie? He was known for wearing a bow tie, yeah.
You ever go out and see someone in an ascot? I mean, I only see Jason Jackson on Fridays during Heat broadcasts. Is there, you ever go out and see, say, you ever been to a family function and someone's wearing an ascot?
Yeah, I'd say it's not catching on.
Is he trying to, is he trying to popularize it?
I think he's trying to be unique, which kind of the definition of unique is nobody else does it.
So, that's true.
Yeah, so I think he killed New Yeet. Unique. I believe he killed Unique.
What was he saying?
I don't know, man. I'm drinking this sparkling coconut water. That's disgusting.
I hate coconut water, man.
They made sparkling coconut water now.
Let me see what brand you got.
Yeah, Vita Coco, but it's sparkling coconut water.
Anything that is 2 for 1, man, this dude loves.
Bro, it was $3 for $1.80.
$3 for $1.80?
What?
Yeah. You know how they always have that big tub of drinks at a gas station by the register? It's just an ice tub, and they throw some drinks in there. Whatever's not selling, they throw some drinks in there, and Crowder will buy. It doesn't matter what it is. It could be mosquito repellent in a bottle. Hey, drink this mosquito repellent. 3 for 1? All right.
I'm in. I am in. I get the now and laters, too, for 5 cents. I get anything at
that. Sale,
right around the register.
A couple of Thin Mints or whatever.
Oh, I'll buy the hell out of them.
Do the peppermint patties for a nickel.
There you go. Two and two. Give me two of each.
Let's get headlines here with Alejandro Solana because we've got a lot of stuff to get to this afternoon. Headlines.
Headlines are brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Kirk Cousins, the Vikings QB, he's apologizing to receiver Adam Thielen after he failed to connect with his teammate on a handful of plays during their loss, their 16-6 loss to Chicago. So basically, he's apologizing to Thielen for playing so badly.
I told you yesterday to start the show, Dan Orlovsky said on ESPN, the Vikings should contact the Dolphins and go get Josh Rosen.
That's crazy.
He and again, Dan Orlovsky is a huge fan of Josh Rosen, has been if you go back and look at his history. But he said the Vikings, their defense is good. Like, you need someone who can win with this team. Now, Thielen's an excellent receiver. Mm-hmm. Go get Josh Rosen, which I bet the Dolphins would love to get that phone call, by the way.
Oh, and they can give him another draft pick?
Yep.
They would love it.
Yep.
That story is embarrassing to football to me. You make a bad play, you have to apologize to your teammates. You can get the hell out of here. How about that?
Because you've made a bad play in your life, I guarantee it.
I was just going to say, now is Thielen going to apologize if he drops something or misses a block? When I heard that story coming in, I was like, this is the dumbest thing I've heard in a long time. He should not apologize. Thielen shouldn't sit there and bitch and complain like he needs an apology. It's going downhill in Minnesota because for this to go on, it means something's wrong in that locker room. I would bet money this is the tip of the iceberg.
Like this is stuff starting to seep out.
Something more. This is the tip of the iceberg because this is I've never.
And they
heard
spent
of this.
A lot of money for Cousins, right?
They guaranteed $70-something million.
A lot of money,
fully guaranteed.
What else you got, Solana?
A Houston furniture salesman, Jim Mackingvale, also known as Mattress Mack.
I love this story.
He bet $3.5 million on the Houston Astros to win the World Series at the DraftKings Sportsbook in Mississippi.
He brought the cash in a briefcase. There's a picture of it.
$3.5 million. Ooh. He's selling mattresses like that?
So I think he does a promotion. Is there more to the story where he does a promotion if the so-and-so wins the World Series, mattresses are, if anybody bought a mattress that year, it's free, something like that?
Right, I think that's how, like, he got, like, a huge bonus from his store because so many people bought mattresses, so he's
well,
using
no, no,
that
no.
extra
I
cash.
Think, no, I think he uses it as a hedge. I don't think he, I think he hedges a promotion. I got to look into the story. I don't think Solana's right there. I think he uses it as a hedge. So he has potential exposure on the Astros not winning the World Series, something like, or he has potential exposure on the Astros winning the World Series because if they do, he owes free mattresses to everyone that bought a mattress through the year. Like it's a promotion where, if you buy a mattress from me, if the Astros win the World Series, there's no cost to your mattress. So he hedges that by also betting on the Astros so that he gets the money coming back if he has to use that expense or
that
something.
You know what? That makes more sense.
Yeah, I think that's a story. I got to look it up for sure.
If he hits, the wager would pay a net $7.7 million if, obviously, if the Astros win.
We're going to have a bet, something similar to that, I'm sure.
I wish I'd have caught him walking into the casino.
Oh, this is unbelievable. I just got a direct message. Jax cannot make it today. I swear to God. My right hand to God. Look at the dude in the ass. God, look at the the look on Solana's face.
It's the first time I felt sorry for him the entire time
Jax
I've known
Jax apologizes.
Him.
He cannot make it now. His heat schedule changed. I'm sorry.
You're joking.
I swear to God. I swear to God. I'm looking at it right now.
I'm so mad.
You? I got 20 damn questions written down.
Bro, you know how many
I had an entire segment planned around Skyline Chili. He's from Cincinnati.
You know how many men's warehouses I called in the past 24 hours to find a damn ascot?
All right, screw Jax. Everybody tweet at the Jax show that he ruined the entire Hockman and Crowder show.
I'm gone.
And Solana spent money on an ascot and nothing. Like, Jax at least owes you for the ascot.
No, this dude owes me for more than the ascot.
Jax just gave us a little foreplay.
Unbelievable. He did. He can't tickle me and then go do the laundry.
And then hit it. He's doing the laundry now.
You can't tickle me and then go do the laundry. Jax, what are you doing, man?
We got to get on it.
What are you doing, man? All right, God. Very dejected, ascot-wearing Alejandro Solana with headlines.
The Panthers start their season tomorrow.
Are you on the verge of tears? It sounds like you're about to cry.
I'm so mad right
he
now.
He needs a public apology like Jax was Kirk Cousins.
That's what he needs. I feel bad for him, man.
He tries wearing an ascot. Oh, poor guy.
Like sweating in this suit.
I know,
like,
he's wearing
like
a sport coat.
Outside.
This is the first time I've ever seen him in grown-up clothes.
Right. He is here like to work. I walked in. I'm like, that dude's wearing a sport coat. Then I turn around and I see how he's wearing the ascot. But yeah. I'm like, all right, he's ready to go.
But he has that Salvation Army wardrobe, so now he had real clothes on, and it just didn't work out for
you. You were looking good, man.
Go back to the used sweatshirts.
Anyway.
And finally, rapper Gucci Mane has teamed up with Gucci as one of the faces of the Gucci 2020 cruise campaign.
This is Shaq to Papa John.
That seemed like years in the making. Why? Gucci's racist?
Gucci came out, and there was a whole push about Gucci with black folks, and now they went Gucci Mane.
Is that true?
Yeah, that's all. This is Shaq to Papa John's.
Gucci's racist?
Yes.
I had no idea.
Oh, look it up. We had a
I thought that
push.
Was Louis.
No, it was Gucci. Gucci did. Because Gucci was like, I would even, because Gucci's is it's unreasonable, but it's not as high as Louis and that damn Balenciaga, whatever that crap's called. So my wife has some Gucci stuff because it was the cheapest, nice stuff I could ever buy.
Ooh, aren't you, Sadiddy?
And then I heard what they did. I said, no, Jack, I can't buy you anymore, but now they get Gucci.
Bro, those Gucci belts are like $700.
They
high. Crazy.
But go look at a Balenciaga belt.
Balenciaga?
No joke, it's three racks.
Really?
Bro,
for a belt,
the skinny belt,
those like Rashad Jones has a bunch of it. You see him post game. There was a T-shirt that has ironed on Balenciaga. Those are like a grand.
The T-shirt?
A T-shirt is a grand.
The T-shirt is a grand.
Go figure, son.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah, man. I hope a company does some racist stuff and calls me to save them.
Oh, you'll be in there in a heartbeat.
Hey, give me a check.
I know.
Yeah, that's what Gucci did right now, and that's what Shaq did with Papa John's.
You'll be in there in a heartbeat. Man.
Let me go talk to these sales staff.
Like if your dad says to you, go get the belt, you know, you go get one of them Valenciano belts, see if he hits you with that. I'm talking about that belt.
When my dad tried to spank me when I was a kid, I would hide between the mattress and the wall on my bed.
There's like a little side
little
space.
Slot, and he could never find me. Chan, I'm serious.
He didn't look any further than like just a cursory look into the room?
Randy wore glasses since he was three. Randy is blind. If he didn't have his glasses on.
So how long would you stay in that little space between the bed and the wall?
Until I heard the sliding glass door open and he went and smoked the joint. Then he forget about all the bad stuff I did. I had to wait for joint time. Oh, Chan, oh, this is homemade cigarette. This is homemade.
That is so great,
I had to catch him all the time. What you doing, Daddy? Hope it was homemade cigarettes. You tell on yourself, bro.
Excellent. What else, Alana? Anything?
Yeah, I'm still mad.
Obviously, you're wearing an ascot. You look like an idiot.
Don't tell him that. I was enjoying this.
I mean, you look like a complete moron. Of course you feel bad.
I thought we all go play the game for 4 hours.
No surprise you're mad. Look at you. Look at you with your man bun and your stupid ass ascot. What a jackass.
Oh, I thought we were going to play the game all day with him. You told him the secret.
All right. Did you do weather? I lost track. Give us something here. Come on. I got to get the Adam Beasley. What do you got?
Weather's brought to you by Hialeah Park. Whatever.
He's upset.
Visit HialeahPark.com for more information. Whatever.
Goodness gracious. All right, Adam Beasley is going to join us momentarily here, and we'll talk some Miami Dolphins with him, and we will continue to rue the fact that Jason Jackson is no longer joining us in studio.
I'm going to bring you some Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market, Solana.
That would have brought Jax into the studio.
I should have told
you know what
me,
I mean?
Man.
Like, yeah, we're not catered, but if Delaware was here.
Man, some of the roasted chicken, some of the, oh my goodness.
You know, my friend Barry called me 2 days ago, and he said, I hear a lot of nonsense on your show. He goes, the roasted chicken at Delaware is maybe the best chicken I've ever had in my life. My right hand to God, he called me with that.
Because Barry's a smart man. He listens to me.
He goes to Delaware Chicken Farm, but he had never had the roasted chicken until you started talking about it. He calls me and goes, have you ever had this roasted chicken? Fine, because I just heard you say it right now. Yeah. Usually I tune you out.
It's an oven-fried chicken, Hawk. Don't tune me out on this one now. You're going to be upset if you miss this roasted
Speaking
chicken.
Speaking of the gospel.
It is something special. They have rotisserie. They have all the cooked food. It's awesome. If you don't want to make dinner, go past Delaware. The roasted chicken's great. The rotisserie's great. But they have it all. Go to DelawareChicken.com and see the entire menu. I've been going for 15 years. I've been telling y'all about it on radio for about 10 years now. Seriously, Get to Delaware. You're going to be back like Barry has. Barry understands what's going on down at Delaware. DelawareChicken.com to see the entire menu. Lamb, beef, veal, pork, poultry, duck, turkey. They have eggs. They have lobster. They have 15 different types of shrimp. All the crustaceans, the clams, the scallops, the oysters. They have 20 different species of fish. They have alligator meat, venison, frog legs, all kind of wild game, guys. Get to Delaware. You will thank me later. Go down to Delaware. Like I said, the selection's crazy. DelawareChicken.com is the menu. When you find out what you want, call them in advance at 954-983-6831. That's 954-983-6831. Tell them what you want, raw food or cooked food. They'll have it ready when you get there. You just walk in, grab your bag, pay, and leave. They'll save you time. Give you a great selection, they'll save you money. Like right now, the Argentinian Royal Red Shrimp's only $10.99 a pound. Got some of that last week. I don't know how they do these prices on these ribs, but I take advantage of it probably 12 to 15 times a year. The St. Louis and Danish baby back ribs, both styles, only $4.99 a pound. The prices are great. The selection amazing. Get down to Delaware. It's on 441, one block south of Sterling Road. And when y'all get down there, tell them Crowder sent you.
All right. Adam Beasley from the Miami Herald talks some Dolphins with us next on Hockman and Crowder. Oh, Casanova. You can always text the show, 67974. These are some of the texts that have come in. I have not laughed out loud like this in a long time. Jack's not showing up today made this the funniest Hawk and Crowder show ever.
Nope.
Somebody says, didn't the skipper from Gilligan wear an ascot? No, it was Mr. Howell. Mr. Howell wore an ascot. I am laughing so hard I have tears in my eyes. Even Solana's laughing. Hockman, that is cold-hearted.
That was dirty, man.
Jesus. I had to walk into the back room at work so I can laugh. Followed by, Lord have mercy. Six, seven, nine, seven, four on the text machine. Adam Beasley covers the Miami Dolphins for the Miami Herald. So, bye week, obviously, this weekend for the Dolphins. Then, according to a story that we read right here on the radio from Beasley, we read it yesterday, comes maybe the most important game in recent history for the Miami Dolphins. And here is Adam Beasley. Hello, Bees.
Gentlemen, let the record show that I have never once stiffed you.
That is true.
I have honored all of my obligations to your program.
You have even shown up in studio, yes, as Jax was supposed to today.
Just remember, when you're listing your favorites, remember the loyalty I have for you guys. All right, that's all I'm saying.
Fair enough. Although
and if Solano was wearing flip flops and a T-shirt, which is my everyday attire, I'd make sure I'd be in the studio that day as well.
Yeah, I mean, here he is dressed up in an ascot and nowhere to go. But
Solano, do you have like a date or something later? Can you at least use it for that?
A date? Date?
I'll get something, Ibees. You know. You know.
You know.
I bet he looks good. Giving him a hard time. I bet he looks good.
Well, okay. If on my Instagram, I have video. It's Radio Mark Hockman on Instagram. But somebody responded to my video post and said, the man bun ruins the look. Like, he's got that erudite ascot with the sport coat look, but then he's got that very millennial, like millennials can't be erudite. And he's got that millennial,
like a hipster wearing,
yeah,
not ascot,
yeah,
ironically.
Yeah, it's a weird vibe there. So, but yeah, you can check it out. Radio Mark Hockman on Instagram if you want to see Alejandro Solana, who was very excited that Jax was coming into studio and now no longer is because Jax has blown us off. Explain why, Bees, we read the story yesterday, but explain why the Dolphins' next game against the winless Redskins, and I'm imagining they're not going to beat New England this weekend, but the Dolphins' next game against the Redskins might be their most important game in years.
Yeah, you'll have to forgive me. I didn't hear the show yesterday, so I'm not sure if I'm walking into a buzzsaw with this argument.
No, I happen to agree with you. I think you are dead on.
Yeah, I mean, look, there are two, maybe three other teams that Dolphins need to worry about with the number one pick. And the Redskins are one, the Bengals are the other, and perhaps the Broncos are the Jets. I think the Jets will get their bleep together once Darnold gets healthy, and they're not going to be as bad as these other teams. But if the Dolphins have one of those other teams, they play two of the other three, and they've got one of them after their bye. And if the Dolphins right now are like 80% to have the number one pick in the draft, you go by these, you know, the ESPN, the FPI, all these power indexes that weight yards, turnovers, third down conversions, all these things that go into a win, and they're so bad. I mean, the Dolphins are so very bad. Yes, the Redskins are 31st in FPI, but the Dolphins are 32nd by a country mile. In fact, the Redskins are closer in ability to top 10 teams than they are the Dolphins, and they're number 31. So there's a huge gap, at least on paper, between the Redskins and the Dolphins. That all being said, that franchise is a dumpster fire. They're gonna can their coach. They have three quarterbacks, which means they don't have one. They don't trust their rookie to play well, and the other two veterans they have aren't very good. There's a real chance things go completely off the rails here. So if somehow the Dolphins beat the Redskins, which they're not going to be favored, but it'll probably be a 2 or 3 point game. I haven't seen an early line yet, but I can't imagine it's going to be more than 5 or 6. If the Dolphins win that game, it's like the reverse of a magic number for clinching the playoffs. They've got to overcome a lot of obstacles to get that number one selection. Now you can make the argument, you know, there's more than one quarterback out there. Tua is not the only guy, Jordan Love, etc. But if you want to be guaranteed your pick, and Chris Greer is going to get one shot at this. He's going to get one shot at getting his franchise quarterback. And you hope the one shot in your life to do it right will be picking any player you want. You can't beat the Redskins. You just can't do it. So, I mean, this is so strange on so many levels. I know Dolphins alumni do not want this team to go winless, but you might have to do that. You might have to go 0-16 to secure that number one pick, and you can't go 0-16 if you beat the Washington Redskins.
And, Bees, we were talking yesterday about your article, and we got a good hour and a half out of it. We surely appreciate it.
But if you could produce tomorrow's show, actually, the 4 o'clock hour, we're a little light now, if you've got anything to throw our way.
Yeah, I'll think of something for you. Don't worry.
You're a good man, Bees. But, no, I was saying that if they do get maybe the second or third, whatever that pick is, they still have the Texans first rounder. They have the Steelers first rounder, which I believe the Steelers will be a top 15. They have their own second rounder. They have the Saints second rounder from trading back, you know, with that whole Rosen thing last year. They can put all that on the table and jump back up, or am I misguided?
Well, yes, if there's the teams willing to trade. Like, look, if it's the Jets and it's just that Darnold's sick for the whole year and they think he can come back healthy next year, maybe they might consider trading that pick. But they're not going to trade it to the Dolphins because Gase hates the Dolphins. So there are very few options of teams that have a set franchise quarterback that would allow the Dolphins to move up and take that pick. Yeah, they have assets, but it takes two to tango. You need another team that's in that spot to trade with them. So, I mean, guys, the doomsday scenario is this, right? They go 3-13, they win three games, and they pick fourth. I mean, it's unlikely, but it's not out of the realm of possibility. And then the top three quarterbacks are all gone by the time they pick. And what's nuts is we can talk about this on the outside. We can talk about how tough it would be to miss on Tua and Jordan Love and Justin Herbert, and they're tanking this year. This is the year they have to get that pick. But on the inside, they can't talk about this. They can't throw games. The NFL would destroy them if there was any evidence of them sitting, say, Josh Rosen for the fictitious injury for the Bengals game or the Redskins game. You can't do it. There has to be some level of trying. You can't just completely sandbag the season. So it's really weird, guys. It's like I have the same feeling for this game coming up as I would have for games in mid to late December when the Dolphins are like 7-7 and they need to win out to make the playoffs. Like it's not overstating things that if they win a week from Sunday, the entire trajectory of the franchise can change for the next 20 years.
Adam Beasley from the Miami Herald is with us. Have you watched Tua play? We had this conversation in the 2 o'clock hour. Is he like a once-in-a-decade kind of talent coming out in the draft where, hey, if you have the opportunity to get this guy and it slips through your fingers, you will think about this for a decade to come?
Yeah, well, I mean, I know he is viewed widely as a difference-making franchise quarterback. And I know he's viewed through a different lens than even Kyler Murray was last year. That if Kyler Murray and Tua were in the same draft, 32 out of 32 teams would take Tua, maybe 31 if you know Cliff Kingsbury's control of the Cardinals draft again. But he is head and shoulders better than what was available in the 2018 draft. That being said, he's not perfect. He's still on the smaller size. You talk to scouts, people who really know the game, they see him as a more accurate with a better touch Russell Wilson. And of course you can win with Russell Wilson. He has won the Super Bowl. He's a really, really good quarterback. But I don't know if anybody would put Russell Wilson in the same category as, certainly not Patrick Mahomes, but the elite of the elite of the elite. So is Tua Andrew Luck? Maybe not, but he's still much better than anybody the Dolphins have. And I would say he's better than anyone else that will be available in the draft to come. Here's what's really crazy, guys, is this, though. There's whispers, and they've grown louder by the week, that some teams might not love Tua more than Jordan Love, that there might be a different quarterback taken number one, depending on who the team with the first pick would be. So that's a scenario that really just blows my mind. We're all tanking for Tua, but there are two or three other quarterbacks out there, Joe Burrow and Herbert, the other two, that could go in the top 10. So to think that just because the Dolphins end up with the number one pick, they're going to take Tua, I would say it's very likely, but it's not a slam dunk. This thing has to unfold.
And Bees, when they interview Flores and ask him about his coaching job, he always says it's not good enough. It kind of sounds like a scapegoat question to me. Just, you know, get around the answer type answer. Is this team well coached? I know it's hard to see. I know the evaluation. I know the roster. You know, talent isn't there. But can you see if this team is well coached or not?
Well, I think there has been improvement in certain important areas, and I think one of them is penalties. I mean, under Gase, they were a very undisciplined team. I think this is a team that's much better when it comes to not hurting themselves. You can quibble with some of his decision-making, like playing Kalen Ballage as much as he does. I think Mark Walton's a better option than Ballage. But, I mean, really, it's like this, guys. It's like your house is burning to the ground and you're quibbling about a sprinkler in one of the rooms not going off when the entire warehouse is on fire. I mean, yes, there are ways the Dolphins could have improved, and I think some of the results have been on the coaches for sure. That opening game was a poorly coached game. They didn't believe that Lamar Jackson could throw the ball on him, and he threw it all over him. But we're really not going to have a real clear idea of how good these guys are until they get players there. I mean, honestly, I know people gave me hell about it last week when I wrote it, but smart football people are not saying there's a huge difference in ability, a difference in talent between the Dolphins roster and Alabama's roster, that if they would play on a neutral field, the Dolphins would be favored by 10 points. That's your guy Lee Sterling who told me that. I've seen other odds makers say something similar between 9 and 14 points. That's unthinkable, guys. That's absolutely unthinkable that the Dolphins have – I mean, it's basically a college football plus roster. Somebody else likened to a CFL roster. So how are you going to have a true evaluation for how your coach is doing when they just have zero chance, you know, 15 out of 16 or 14 out of 16 games because they are so heavily overmatched? Now, if they go and get blown out by the Redskins, which are an awful, awful team, if they get housed by that team, then you can really start looking at Flores sideways because the talent's closer. It's not close, but it's closer. And that's probably the worst coached team in the National Football League. I mean, that team is a true disaster. So I think we'll get a better feel as the weeks go on. But I can't sit here and say right now that either Flores is great or he's bad. There's no way you could know that based on the talent they have on the field.
Adam Beasley from the Miami Herald. Quickly on the way out here, through a quarter of the season, are there any upside surprises on the Dolphins?
Oh, sure. There are plenty. I think Raekwon McMillan, he's bounced back in a big way. I think a lot of people kind of wrote him off after the struggles he had last year. Okay, you asked me about are they good coaches. I think the way they're using Raekwon McMillan is encouraging. They know what he does well, and they know what he doesn't do well. He doesn't cover well in space. Don't put him one-on-one with a tight end. But if you put him in run packages to set the edge and to make tackles and to shoot the gaps, he's, according to Pro Football Focus, as good as anybody at doing that. He's really talented in that regard. So I think he's certainly a guy who's ascending. Taco Charlton, I think there are some good young pieces on defense. Offense, we can talk about another day because I think that's a total gut job. I think they maybe have two or three starters that should start next year, and everybody else should be new. But on defense, you can kind of get the idea of what they're trying to do. They don't have enough horses yet, obviously, but you can kind of get a sense. So certainly I like the front seven. I think there's some real positives there. If Jerome Baker can get his act together and play better, that has the makings of a pretty good defense. So if you want optimism, something to hang your hat on, that is when you get Tua next year, or Jordan Love or whoever it is, he's not going to have to score 40 a game to win. Maybe it's just 35.
Adam Beasley. Read his work in the Miami Herald. Follow him on Twitter as well. Thank you, Bees.
I'm sorry again, Solana. That really sucks.
Yeah, poor Solana.
Thanks, Bees.
There you go. Adam Beasley from the Miami Herald. Somebody texts in, Laird, damn it.
Put Laird in.
Give me some Laird. You need offense? Give me some Laird.
Let Mark Walton fumble once or twice and watch it.
They'll go right to Laird.
Kalen's done.
They will go right to Laird.
Y'all got to take my car keys, because what I'm about to talk about gets me excited. The world-famous Tootsie's Cabaret, voted best adult club in the country. I have been doing 15 years of research on Tootsie's. I got down here 15 years ago. I went to the little one. There was a tiny one over there before they made the beautiful one they have now. 64,000 square feet of adult fun and 20,000 square foot restaurant and sports bar to watch all the football games, all the pay-per-view fights. There's hundreds of TVs, and no need to watch commercials, because due to all the stages and 100 plus beautiful women that will be walking around, I love Tootsie's. Tootsie's is open daily from noon to 6 a.m. So noon, you can go over there and have your lunch at Lunch Spot. The food is delicious. I'm going to tell you about it in a second. And you have your parties, and you have your nightcap. You go over there when you're done with the night. Kids go to bed. You sneak over to Tootsie's. They don't close till 6 a.m. Happy hour every day from noon to 8. This is the Lunch Spot, guys. During happy hour, enjoy half price drinks, no cover charge, and the food is amazing. The fried lobster, everybody. I know guys that live in California. I talk to them every now and again. And they say, man, you been to Tootsie's for that fried lobster? I said the fried lobster. The wings, the calamari, the nachos. They have pizza, they have burgers. The cheesesteak is amazing. The food is top-notch at Tootsie's. And like I said, while you're eating, while you're watching the games, there's always those beautiful ladies walking around. If you're going to the game this weekend, stop by before or after the game and hang out with 150 of South Florida's most beautiful entertainers. You'll get in free with your game ticket. So before or after the game, bring your ticket and you will get in free. It's just minutes away from Hard Rock Stadium. Tootsie's Cabaret, best adult club in the country. Told you I get excited now. Take my keys. Tootsie'sCabaret.com is the website. Get all the details. Y'all are going to see me tonight if you go over there, because I'm going after work.
All right, there you go. Let's take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to make fun of Solana for wearing an ascot. I mean, you feel terrible, don't you?
I'm bad right now, man.
Yeah.
I'm bad.
Yeah. And you were so devoted to the segment that Jax was going to join us. Like, you really went above and beyond. I started the show by applauding you, by saying, this guy's all in on today's show. And it's really backfired on you, hasn't it?
At first, I was just dejected, disappointed. Now I'm angry.
Yeah.
Like, now I'm mad at Jason Jackson.
Yeah, no, we got to have an ascot fight.
Send him a strong-worded email.
Or that.
That's the answer.
Or a strong worded email. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
Turn the lights off in this place.
This is at a great exchange with my co-host, like Channing Crowder. Professional broadcaster, professional question asker. So Jason Jackson, we thought he was going to be in studio with us at 4 o'clock today. We get word, 30 minutes ago. Sorry, can't make it. And we had, an entire 4 o'clock hour planned around him. Solana's even wearing an ascot. And now he's just an ass. No more cot. Just an ass. So Crowder says to me during the commercial break, professional broadcaster, goes, man, Jax, he bleeped on us. I spent 30, 45 minutes writing questions for him. Now, both of us prep for the show. And I do see, Crowder comes in with a notebook. It's handwritten. And look at that. There's
a big-ass Jack section.
A lot of Jack's questions. And Crowder says to me, I spent 30, 45 minutes writing questions for him. I even wrote follow-ups. And I go, well, how could you have a follow-up if you don't know what the answer is? Think of you can prepare questions. You can't prepare follow-ups because you don't know what the answer is.
That's how good I am now. I'll waste him up on you. Want me to wait? I'm going to waste him on you now. Jack's not. You sure Jack's not coming in?
No, he's not coming.
Jimmy Butler said he wants the Heat to be the most hated team in the NBA. What does that really mean? Whichever way Jack goes, it's going to be something about Jimmy having an edge to him.
So you've got a follow-up already.
Jimmy Butler's abrasive personality. Is it contagious or could it be divisive? I had a follow-up no matter what he said.
I was just going to ask him about Skyline Chili. Because he's from Cincinnati.
No. What about the follow-up, knowing I don't need the – how good are you if you know a follow-up and not even have to know the answer to the initial question?
Now, I'm going to say you're not good.
Take my keys.
I'm going to say you're not good if you have follow-ups written for questions that haven't been answered yet.
if your follow-up can just be ass no matter what happens?
No. What you
that's
have...
That's Jim Gray.
What you
that's
have...
That's Jim Gray.
No. What
that's
you
Jim
have
Gray.
Is questions. You just have a list of questions. You don't have follow-ups because there's been no answer.
You see, simple-minded.
That's not simple-minded. That is not simple-minded.
I'm good at this, man.
That is reality.
Is UD the Suge Knight of the organization?
That happens to be a good question.
I had some good stuff on him, man.
Suge?
Do you have that? Is that in the system by any chance? Who was that? Was that with Dono and Frito? Was that during their show?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
I was listening that day.
This is a great moment. You know what I also I was thinking of playing, too? Because we had that moment in that moment. What was it, 30, 40 minutes ago, where Solana, I'm just like, yeah, you look like a clown or whatever. It just whatever it happened, it devolved into laughter. And I was thinking, because so many people were texting in how funny that was, we should probably play for a lot of people. There's a lot of new listeners to the show because it's the Hockman and Crowder simulcast. You should probably hear what I consider to be Solana's greatest moment on the show, right?
Yes.
Which is before he was even on the show. It's when he was filling in as our producer when Falero was here, but he unveiled February on us, which is brilliant. Do you have the Suge Knight? You do have that? So help me remember what this is. So Dono and Frito are telling a story or something?
Yeah, so Clemson had just won the national championship game. I think it was like Cleveland Farrell and...
Oh, that's what it was.
Christian Wilkinson were like dancing, blah, 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 blah. And then one of them made some sort of mention of Suge Knight.
Of Suge Knight. And so you quickly went to Wikipedia and like looked up Suge Knight, but then you got it convoluted somehow. You got to listen for this. So he gets it convoluted because even Dono notices it.
Yeah.
And Dono's not exactly street savvy.
Right. What?
So he starts to listen to where Solano's going with this. He starts to talk. He believes Suge Knight is actually a nightclub called the Suge Knight. Yes,
no.
It's 100% true.
No.
It is. They were at the Suge Knight. I know you did. All right. Play the. Do you have the clip? Is it in there? Play the clip. I want to hear this.
What looks like more fun? Nick Saban, a military dictatorship basically under Nick Saban, or Clemson, where Dabo Sweeney, the coach, lets you show personality like that? By the way, great reference by Cleveland at the Suge Knight at the Sword Swords in 95 for any hip hop heads.
Hold on, hold on.
Film, don't lie.
Say that person's name again.
Cleveland.
No. The name of the rapper.
Suge.
It's Suge.
Suge. Suge Knight. Yeah. Suge Knight.
I'm glad I didn't let you slide for that.
Suge Knight. So great, man. Cleveland at the Suge Knight.
You did like you, say at the.
And you tried to make it real casual. Also, I mean, just such a great call by Cleveland at the Suge Knight.
For any hip-hop heads out there.
For any hip-hop heads. Like, let me talk to you hip-hop fans out there on a way that Dono and Frito can't. Let me talk to y'all because, you know, we're all down with the struggle. You remember when Cleveland was at the Suge Knight, brother. At the Suge Knight.
Come on now, Solana.
Tomorrow, can you wear your ascot tomorrow for our evening at Funky Buddha Brewery?
Hey, just tell him Jax is coming in tomorrow. Jax will be here tomorrow,
Jax
4 o'clock.
Jax can be at Funky Buddha with us tomorrow, man. Wear that fire-ass ascot.
That thing fire. Oh, boy.
Actually, I should do a side-by-side. You and your raggedy-ass tie from that picture that we have versus Solana and his ascot.
I look better than him.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to do a side-by-side contest.
No shot you look better than me.
What? Have you seen that picture?
I've seen that picture.
Man, my 19-inch neck at the time, I was in prime shape. I look good in that picture.
Tomorrow night, after the show, we are going to go to Funky Buddha Brewery, the tap room. Me, Crowder, Solana, Dan Day. Dan, you own an ascot? No ascots? Nah. You can wear a shirt, you think, to Funky Buddha or might go shirtless? Yeah, I can see him doing what Crowder used to do back in the day.
Oh, three drinks in?
Oh, his shirt is off.
Me and Dan getting naked. Come on and get a show at the Funky Buddha tomorrow.
Well, anyway, we're going to be at Funky Buddha, so the tap room is between Oakland Park and Commercial. Just off of Dixie. It's just east of Dixie, but you're on Dixie, and then it's right there to the east. And we're going to watch Panthers game. Panthers open their season tomorrow in Tampa. So show ends at 6 o'clock, and we're going to caravan on over there. We'll be there before 7 at some point. We're going to sit our asses down just like we hope you will too, and we're going to get some of that Funky Buddha brew, and we're going to get some of those yuca tots. I know I am.
Oh, yeah.
Some of their delicious food.
All
so
those wings, the burgers.
Great Woo. Time. We're going to have real, real good time tomorrow. And hopefully the Panthers get off with a victory because
yes.
I want a quick start to the season.
That's what we need. We need the Panthers to roll now. This is the encouraging time.
There was a press release from them. Funky Buddha returns to BB&T Center with gloves off round 2. Mm. So they've got a new version of the gloves off red IPA.
It's delicious too.
So that's going to be at the tap room.
People think I'm playing.
At the BB&T Center. That's at the BB&T Center.
When we do shows from the BB&T, by 6:02, I got my beer. Because it's right upstairs, right downstairs.
We walk right down the stairs.
Oh, my goodness. Right, and then tomorrow night as well, come on to me. I'll tell you what I'm drinking. You can taste it. We'll get flights together.
There you go.
I'm going in tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, we want you to join us. Very informal. Like I told you, they've got, like Funky Buddha, they've got the Roar Core coming from the Panthers. Like, they're an official sponsor of the Panthers. We're just going there to watch some hockey, and we want you to come out watch it with us. So, there you go.
Bring your beer belly.
Bring your beer belly, or leave with one.
Mine.
And I'm telling you, get the yuca tots. That's a little life hack.
Yeah. Yes.
I am telling you, get the yuca tots. All right, quick break. Jax was supposed to join us in the next segment. He is not going to be here, but we will forge ahead on Hockman and Crowder.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.